Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says the Zimbabwe dollar will not be reintroduced even as the country's economic situation worsens.
What got us into the hyperinflation wasn't because they were looking for foreign currency. So until we earn enough foreign currency, I mean, there is no talk of anything of the sort.
Chitungwiza magistrate Marijuana Zogofa buzzed the local authority from demolishing illegal houses in the absence of court orders.
We believe that Chitungwiza municipality, it is an institution that respects the rule of law. So we are quite optimistic that they are going to abide by the ruling of today.
And health experts warn diabetes is fast becoming a national crisis as many are losing lives unnecessarily due to lack of information.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa today said Zimbabwe will not revert to the Zimbabwe dollar despite the worsening liquidity crisis facing the nation. His statement comes amid new figures released by the Treasury today showing the country's economic woes are worsening. The government's recurrent expenditure is now accounting for 95% of the total revenue collected as the economy continues to falter. During the first quarter of the year, government expenditure stood at $730 million, while capital expenditure was a mere $23.4 million. Speaking at a media briefing in Bulawayo today to clarify the government's relationship with the Bretton Woods institutions, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, Chinamasa also said the government currently has no capacity to pay international creditors.
The government has also been struggling to pay local suppliers. Former Delta Chief Executive Joe Mutizwa recently warned that more companies will be forced to close a shop as the government could only service 7 to 8% of the total supplier bill. As a result, some economists, even ZANU-PF lawmakers, have been exerting pressure on Harare to reintroduce the Zimbabwe dollar, saying this would mitigate some of the problems facing the nation currently. But Chinamasa told Studio 7 the government has no such plans.
It's false. It's false. That is not true.
It's not being discussed at all by the government or the Politburo is being reported.
Not at all. I said on many occasions the US dollar is here to stay. On many occasions. We have to produce first. What got us into the hyperinflation was indeed because they were looking for foreign currency. So until we earn enough foreign currency, I mean, there is no talk of anything of the sort. There should not be.
That was Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Bulawayo. Blessing also reached the former Finance Minister Tendai Biti, who says returning to the Zimbabwe dollar will be a disaster.
How do we devalue the Zimbabwe, the US dollar, without going back to the Zimbabwean dollar, which is an easy seduction, which is easy temptation? My answer and my response is, let's adopt the rand, let's join the rand monetary union, let's speak to the South African Reserve Bank. At the present moment, the rand is basically about one US dollar to 10 or 11 rands. So that way, we would have achieved two purposes. Number one, moving away from an expensive hard currency, the US dollar, while it's going back to another credible currency. And if we do it correctly, we can actually earn seniorage revenue. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe can actually earn seniorage revenue. So while I support the call of moving away from the US dollar because it is too much of a high-value currency which is hitting our exports, I don't support the call of the return to the Zimbabwean dollar. The return to the Zimbabwean dollar is surrender, is accepted by ZANU-PF that we are failures. That we have always known for ZANU-PF, that's not the problem. But they can then import their failure to all of us who are trying to earn an honest living in this very difficult economy. That's not honest.
former finance minister Tendai Biti speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.